Impending branch closures, the confirmed eventual withdrawal of Ulster Bank from the market, and the gradual spread of negative interest rates. It's been an eventful few weeks in the world of Irish banking. High time for a public forum on its future, so says the Financial Services Union. Its General Secretary, John O'Connell, is on the line. This is too important to be left up to the banks alone to decide on, you believe, John. So how are you proposing to get the public involved in this?
So this is one of our most important sectors as a society, and a stable society requires a trusted banking system. And our paper sets out the rationale for the debate on the future of banking, to restore trust in banking and to, I suppose, bring in all stakeholders into the debate. We believe the best vehicle for that, Brian, is a forum, all stakeholders represented and heard. And we've seen in the last 3 weeks the urgent need for a debate. In some instances, we're caught in recurrent cycles from the past, reactive. We think there needs to be a proactive approach. And I think that would be good for banks, for regulation, and I think very good for consumers and staff.
It will be a smaller industry with fewer staff and more digital services. Is that accepted as a starting point?
I think it's accepted that the sector is changing, but I don't think anybody can gainsay that how we do change at the moment is working, either for society, for staff, or indeed for the sector or the communities that avail of the services. So that's why we're calling in terms of a forum, to have a debate, a calm debate, a rational debate that looks at the challenges for the sector, but also looks at the challenges for society. We've engaged with the minister. He has heard us. We had really good engagement with him. And we look forward to his perspective and response today. We've also engaged in Northern Ireland with the Minister for Finance. And he too has acknowledged that there is a need for a debate. What we're looking for that debate is a structure and terms of reference in order to deliver it and allow people to participate.
And it comes against the backdrop of low levels of public confidence in financial institutions, something that obviously took a hit in the last week again. And one of the issues you raise here is whistleblower protections and concerns in this regard. Do they need to be strengthened and how?
We believe they need to be strengthened, and we believe they need to be seen as a business imperative for businesses, that businesses come out and support people and identify speaking up as a business imperative, that it's a good part of business, that there's ethical behaviours and that wrong behaviours are called out and that people that call it out are supported.
There are reports this morning that Davy could be going on the market, with Bank of Ireland mentioned as a potential purchaser. There's a recent precedent indeed, with the AIB Goodbody deal. Would you have concerns about any such deal if it were to come to pass?
I don't think we have concerns. I think in terms of the previous deal that we saw with AIB, there's protections that can be built in. I think, but it also probably strengthens the argument that we have as to why there should be a debate about the way, the direction of the sector and so forth. We've engaged with the Banking Culture Board and the Banking Payments Federation in relation to this. We've spoken to bank leaders. We believe the time is now to have that debate.
John O'Connell, General Secretary of the Financial Services Union, thank you very much indeed. More business news at 8:30. Rachel.